Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is Good Money by J.M. Green. Published by Scribe in 2015, today is all about Melbourne's inner west, dirty money, corruption, and lies. Stella Hardy is a 40-something, newly single social worker in Flemington, an inner-city suburb of Melbourne. She's woken up by a call from one of her clients, an African woman whose son, Adut, has been murdered in a back alley. Stella rushes to see the woman in the Housing Commission towers, but when she visits the family, she's reminded of an event 6 years ago and something she thought she'd gotten away with, but maybe not. A man is arrested for Adut's murder, and Adut's connections to the local ice-stealing and organised crime networks are uncovered. The murdered boy's brother, Mabor, is getting involved, and Stella worries about how much he knows about her past, while also trying to stop him going down the same criminal path as his brother. Meanwhile, Stella's neighbour in her block of flats, the perky beauty therapist Tanya, mysteriously disappears. And when Stella starts making inquiries, Tanya is not quite what she seems. In fact, Tanya's not even her real name. She is the daughter of a billionaire mining magnate from Perth. Then Stella's dodgy brother reappears from jail, she meets an attractive artist, and she enlists the help of her estranged best friend and homicide detective Fung, while also trying to find Tanya, or Nina, and the identity of the mysterious underworld figure, Mr. Funsale, whose name sends shivers down everyone's spine whenever he's mentioned. What I loved about this book is the setting. This is all set within walking distance of my own neighbourhood. J.M. Green was recommended to me by the award-winning Australian crime writer Emma Viskett during our Write Through the Roof interview, and she mentioned that the book was set in a nearby suburb of Footscray, but Good Money turned out to be set a lot closer to my own front door. After reading books set in London and New York and LA and the rest of the world for most of my life, it was really exciting to read a book that was set in my local area. I know these streets, I know the tram routes, I know the towering Housing Commission flats, even the restaurants, and it shows the multicultural blending of the area with the African and the white and the Vietnamese communities. Now Stella is funny, self-deprecating and flawed. She likes her wine, she loves her Lord of the Rings, and she has kind of bad taste in men. But she's also very generous, giving her no good brother another chance, and she's determined to find out what happened to Tanya and Adut, even though she barely knew either of them. Her investigations take her out into the remote communities of Western Australia as the two mysteries intertwine and the motives move away from drug dealing and organised crime to where the real big money is in Australia, mining. Although Stella did seem to be rarely at her actual day job, I wouldn't be surprised if she got the sack. So if you like Melbourne, wisecracking 40-something women, organised crime, multiculturalism and Luxa, I recommend you check out Good Money by J.M. Green. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com, or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.